Very good. Well, we should pray, and then we'll start some explanations.
我们现在祷告, 然后再开始学习启示录。
Lord, we want to thank you for the Word of God, for the fact that it teaches us what was and what is, and also what is to come.
主啊，我们要感谢神的话，神的话呢，一直就教导我们过去是怎么样，现在什么样，还有将来是什么样。
And so as we undertake this study of Revelation, we pray that you will help us understand and that you will help us be excited and rejoice in the fact that you are in charge.
当我们开始学习这一本书的时候呢，你让我们求您呢帮助我们去解释，帮助我们去就是解释这样的书，让我们觉得这个书呢就是您写。
So we do pray now that you'll be with us. Give me the right words. Give us right hearts to respond. Bring the right people to listen. We ask in Jesus' name.
所以呢，我们开始学习的时候，求您给我赐给我话去讲，赐给我们正确的心来回应，赐给我们正确的听众来听我们所有的祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, again, welcome to all. Good to see each one today. We're going to start our studies in Revelation chapter 1.
开始反，欢迎大家，欢迎大家。今天我们要从启示录的第一章开始学习。
The book is called the Revelation.
这个书呢被称之为启示录。
It's not revelations plural, it's one revelation.
不是那个启示录的复数，是唯一的启示录。
And the Greek word that is translated revelation, is a word which basically means to reveal, to show, to explain, or if you like, to take the lid off so you can look inside.
前文呢，就是把它展现，展现的就是把它呈现给你。如果你看到它，也是说把这个盖子揭开，你可以看到里面。The
question is, what is going to happen? And the answer is, God's going to take the lid off the pot, and he's going to let us look inside to see what is there, what he's got planned for the world.
这个呢，就是说呢，将来会发生什么呢？这里讲到的就是神准备把这个罐子的那盖打开，打开，然后呢，你们可以从中看见神的计划，这个计划将来要发生什么样的事情。So
the first sentence reads the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place.
这个讲的呢，就是基督耶稣的启示，就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事，只是给他的众人，那个他的使者小玉，他的仆人约翰。Now
I apologize for my coughing spell. I'm anticipating it will only be for a short while. I do apologize.
也在为他的那个咳嗽道歉，因为他预计他的咳嗽可能只是咳一小会儿，他现在正式给大家道歉。Now,
interestingly, the chapter begins with the phrase, the revelation of Jesus Christ. This book is all about the Lord Jesus Christ, what he is going to do.
这个里面呢非常有趣的是，这个开头呢是讲的耶稣基督的启示。这里的要讲的呢就是主耶稣基督他在做什么，他将要做什么。And
here in this book, the Lord Jesus Christ appears very differently than he did in the Gospels.
在这里呢，主耶稣他在几部福音书里做的事呢是完全不一样的。
We're going to see that as we go along, but the book is all about Jesus Christ.
我们呢，在开始往下学的时候，我们学到这里。但这本书呢，都是关于主耶稣基督的。
And God gave this revelation of him to us all so that we would know. That's where it came from. God gave this revelation to him.
神把这个启示呢，给了我们的主耶稣基督，也给了我们，所以呢，我们就知道所有将要发生的事。
And it's written to show his servants what must soon take place.
这里呢，就是叫他必将要快成的事，只是给他的众仆人。
So that if someone were not a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, or a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, he would have a hard time understanding it.
如果这里有人呢，他不是主耶稣基督仆人，也不是一个基督徒的话，他就会很难理解将要下面发生的一些事情。
Remember, the Lord Jesus said that he spoke many things in parables so that people who didn't believe him wouldn't really understand.
我们也大家都记得主耶稣基督呢，他讲很多事情的时候是用比喻来讲的，这样的话呢，那些不信他的人呢，就不会理解。And
so he's writing this so that people who don't believe him won't understand, but his servants will understand.
现在呢，他写下这个启示呢，那个不信他的那些人呢，就不能理解。但是呢，主耶稣基督仆人呢，信徒呢，就可以理解。And
the first sentence ends with the line, it says, what must soon take place.
这里的一句话的结果呢，就是那将必要快成的事。And
that little word soon can be a confusing word.
这个呢，快要成的呢，这就是一个可以让大家感到困惑的词。After
all, it's been almost 2,000 years since John penned these words, and they haven't all taken place yet. That doesn't sound like soon to me.
这个呢，就是说呢，当那个使徒约翰拿笔写下这个启示录的时候，直到今天已经过去了2000年。 这两千年对我来说呢，不是一个快的时间。The
word actually is better translated quickly.
这个呢，这个词应该翻译成呢就是快要。It's
in the Greek a word associated with speed.
这个呢，在那个希腊词里是和那个速度相关的。
And the concept is this, that once these things begin to happen, they're going to happen very speedily.
这里呢，这个概念是这样的，当这些事情一旦发生呢，它会以极快的速度发生。
Those of you who are interested in auto mechanics will remember that sometimes in a car, they have what is called a tachometer.
这个呢，你们对那些汽车比较熟悉的人，汽车的机械原理比较熟悉的人呢，那个里面有一个东西叫加速器。And
the tachometer doesn't register how fast the car is going. It simply registers how fast the engine is going.
它讲的是那个。 引擎的转速表，这个表呢，它不是说来记录你的那个车的车速有多快，而是记录你的那个引擎的转速有多快。And
so the theme here is that once the things in this book begin to happen, they will happen very quickly, very speedily.
这里呢，像讲到的，就是这样的事情一发生呢，他们会很快的发生，而且以极快的速度发生。And
we're introduced in the middle of the book to the phrase 3.5 years. And what's going to happen is going to go whistling fast, 3.5 years, big changes in 3.5 years.
在这个里面，其实呢，我后面我们讲到的这件事情发生呢，它是在三年半的时间里面发生。这三年半的时间呢，这些事情呢，都会发生的非常的快。
And then verse 1 carries on. It says, he made it known by sending his angel to his servant John.
第一节结尾呢，就说他就差他的天使，只是他的仆人约翰。
So this book of Revelation is, it's going to have lots of angels in it. God is sending his angel, his messenger, here, there, doing this, doing that. God is in charge. Jesus is the agent, but he does it very often through his angels. And here is the first reference to that.
这里呢，就是讲到呢，在启示录里这本书里呢，又会大量的谈到天使。天使呢，他们在启示录里是作为信使，信使那么主耶稣基督是来取代，就是来做这件事情的。那么说呢，主会派，神会派很多的天使来传递很多的信息，做很多事儿。And
so who wrote this book? Why, it was John. God's servant, Jesus' servant John, who was the same John as the apostle who wrote the Gospels, the same John who wrote the epistles, the three epistles, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, the John who was the disciple that was with the Lord Jesus Christ on the Mount of Transfiguration with Peter and with James. That's the John who's writing this.
那么神是这本书作者呢？作者这本书作者就是使徒约翰。使徒约翰呢写了哪几本书呢？是约翰福音，是使徒约翰写的。然后三部三封书信，约翰一书、二书、三书，也是使徒约翰写的。就是使徒约翰呢，他同样呢是在那个变相山上和彼得还有雅各在一起的和主耶稣基督在一起的那个使徒约翰，这个约翰写的启示录。
All right, and then he says, John testifies to everything he saw. That is the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
第二节说呢，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
So John says, I'm writing three things now. I'm writing everything I saw. What I'm writing is the word of God. And what I'm writing is the testimony or the witness or the description of Jesus Christ.
现在呢，使徒约翰说呢，我现在写的是三样事。三样事呢，第一样呢，就是我所看见的；第二样呢，我写的是神的话；第三样呢，就是说我把凡所看见是就是耶稣基督的见证，神的道和耶稣基督的见证。
And I just want to remind you that there are three things here. There are three aspects of the same thing. Everything he's writing is the word of God. But everything he's writing is what he saw. And everything he's writing is about Jesus Christ.
在这里讲的呢，他写的三样的事，三样的事呢，他有三个方面。三个方面就是每一件事呢，就是他看见的。 第二个呢，他写的事呢，都是神的话。第三个呢，就是关于主耶稣基督的。So
he's not writing three different things, but he is writing three aspects of the same thing.
他不是说写的三样不同的事，他写的同样的一件事的三个方面。And
then verse 3 says, blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy. Blessed are those who hear it. And blessed are those who take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near.
第三节说，念这书上预言的，和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的，都是有福的，因为日期近了。So,
three blessings now. Blessed is the one who reads.
现在有三样的福气，第一个呢，就是读这本书的人，他有福气了。
Blessed are those who hear.
那个听到的人有福了。
And blessed are those who keep or obey, who take to heart what they have read. And again, these three are not really different aspects. They're all the same thing. We're supposed to hear. We're supposed to read. We're supposed to obey. All three aspects of the same approach to the Word of God.
这些其实上是同一件事，问题是有三样的。第一个呢，我们都应该去读，读了呢，我们应该听，听了以后呢，我们应该顺服。就是这三个方面，其实都是一个方面的概念。
And then verse 4 says, John to the seven churches in the province of Asia.
第四节说呢，约翰写信给亚细亚的七个教会。
So this book is sent specifically to those seven churches.
因为这本书呢，特别的呢，是写给那七个教会。
And he says, grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and is to come.
也对你说呢，但愿那昔在、今在、以后永在的神。
Three things now about the one who's writing this. It's from him who is, him who was, him who is to come. The present, the past, and the future.
现在讲到的就是说呢，有三件事。这里讲的三件呢，一个是今在，一个是昔在，一个以后永在的。这里讲的是现在的时代，过去的时代和将来的时代。
God is the eternal God. He's the God of the present. He's the God of the past. He's the God of the future.
神是永恒的神，他是现在、今在的神，他也是昔在的神，他是将来的、永在的神。
There are not three gods. The God of the present is the same as the God of the past. And this is wonderful. He's the same God tomorrow too. He's the God of the future. Hallelujah.
因为他不，这里并不说有三个神，他是只有一个神，他是今在的神，也是昔在的神，他是将来的神。
You and I know a lot about God, and we rejoice in it, but we don't have to be afraid of tomorrow.
对，你我呢都知道很多关于神的，所以呢，我们就不用害怕，因为我们知道明天要发生什么。Because
the same God of the past and at Calvary in creation is the God of the present, and we know him and love him in the present, and consequently, he'll be the same God tomorrow. Hallelujah, we rest.
因为呢，过去在那个哥哥塔山上，和过去在创世纪的时候那个神呢，和今天我们现在所爱的、我们所敬拜的神呢，和明天的要来的神呢，是跟这是一模一样的。所以呢。
Three aspects of God, not three gods, three aspects of the same God.
三个方面的同一位神，不是三位神。
And he says it's not only from God, but it's from the seven spirits before his throne and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth.
也就是你讲到的呢，他不光是过去的，昔在、今在、以后永在的神，还是神和他宝座前的七灵，并那诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活的，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督。
So who's sending this information to John? Well, it's God. The God who is the one who was and is and is to come, it's from the seven spirits or the Spirit of God, it's from Jesus Christ. Here you got the Trinity, the three of them again.
这里呢是谁给了使徒约翰这样的一个信息呢？是那个昔在、今在、以后永在的神和神的宝座前的七个圣、七个灵，还有主耶稣基督。这里呢。 我们有了神三位一体的神。
You sit back and you say, now tell me, who's it from? Is it from God or the Holy Spirit or Jesus Christ?
那么说呢，你告诉我这个是从哪里来的，是从神来的，还是从圣灵来的，还是从主耶稣基督来的呢？
And the answer is it's from all three. They're all together. They're three in one. We believe that to be true. The Trinitarian nature of God. God is a Trinity. Not three persons, but three aspects of one person.
这里面的讲到的呢，实际上讲到的它是从哪里来呢？实际从我们的神、圣灵，还有那个三位一体的主耶稣基督，他们呢是都是从他们那里来的，他们是神的三个方面，是三位一体的神。
And then from the verse 3, verse 5, from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth.
这里讲的呢是从哪里呢？是那全世界做见证，从死里首先复活，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督。
So who is he? Which of those three is he? Is he the faithful witness? Or is he the firstborn from the dead? Or is he the ruler of the kings of the earth?
您这三个方面谁是他是这三个方面的哪一方面？第一个是做见证，第二个是从死里首先复活的，第三个是为世上君王元首的。
And the answer is delightfully, he's all three.
因为答案是令我们非常欣慰的，他这三个都是他。
What do we know about Jesus? He's the faithful witness.
我们知道我们的主耶稣是些什么呢？他是一个做诚实见证。
How often did Jesus tell a lie?
主耶稣有多经常的说谎吗？
He didn't tell any lies.
他从来没说过谎。
So if he didn't tell any lies when he was on the earth for 33 years, how many lies do you expect you're going to find in the book of Revelation?
因为主耶稣基督在地球上的时候33年从来没说过谎，但是那么说你认为你在启示录里能发现他说几次谎吗？
And the answer is none.
答案是当然没有。
It's all about Jesus and he's the faithful witness.
所以都是关于写主耶稣基督的，他是在做诚实见证的。
What do we know about him? Well, we know he's the firstborn from the dead.
我们知道一些关于他的什么事呢？我们知道他是那首先从死里复活的。
Did Jesus rise from the dead?
主耶稣基督从死里复活了吗？
Did he tell us beforehand he was going to rise from the dead?
他在他从死里复活之前，他告诉过你他要从死里复活。
Is he the faithful witness?
他是一个做诚实见证人吗？是。
So, he's the firstborn from the dead. If he's the firstborn from the dead, who's coming next?
因为他是首先从死里复活的，如果他是首先从死里复活的，那接下来复活的是谁呢？
Well, I guess it'd be pretty exciting. He's the firstborn. That means all kinds of people are coming next. We're all coming next.
这个呢，令人是非常激动的，因为他首先从死里复活了，后面跟随来的还有很多，我们所有的人都要跟着他一起复活。
Some will come from the dead to the resurrection of the just, and others come from the dead to the resurrection of damnation, but everybody's going to rise from the dead because he's the firstborn from the dead.
因为有些人呢，他必须从死里复活呢，升到天上去。有的人呢，一些人要从死里复活呢，得去定罪，因为我们所有的人都必须要复活，因为主耶稣基督是首先复活的。
And who's in charge?
那谁在掌控一切?
But Jesus is in charge. He's the ruler of the kings of the earth.
主耶稣就是在掌控一切，因为他是为世上君王元首的。
So what do you think about Jesus?
你认为?
It's pretty exciting.
所以呢，如果你知道关于主耶稣基督的什么，这些都很令人激动。
Who's the boss?
谁是老板?
Jesus is the boss.
主耶稣基督才是老板。
Do you think Mr. Putin believes that Jesus is the boss?
你认为普丁先生他认为主耶稣基督是老板吗?
No.
嗯。
My heart aches for that man.
我的为那个人心痛。
The book of Revelation is going to tell us what's going to happen to that man.
所以那个启示录里会告诉我们在那个人身上将会发生。
God says, whatever a man sows, he reaps.
神说呢，人种什么的就收什么。
Just travel with me for a moment to Judgment Day.
现在跟大家跟我一起去看看那个审判日。
And Mr. Putin stands before God.
那个普丁先生呢，站在神面前。
And God says, now what did you do, Mr. Putin?
但神说呢，普丁先生，你干过什么？
And then God says, you know, Mr. Putin, there was a little girl, and she lived in the Ukraine.
然后神说，你知道吗，普丁先生，那有一个小女孩，她住在乌克兰。
One day, because of the bombing in the Ukraine, some shrapnel came in and broke the arm of the little dolly this girl had been playing with.
这个呢，就是说呢，有一天呢，就一个炸弹下来了，一个炸弹的弹片呢，把这个小孩所玩的小女孩玩的一个小玩偶，和她一起玩的，把那个胳膊给弄掉了。
And the little girl is brokenhearted, and she goes to her mummy, and she's crying, and she's saying, Mummy, my little dolly's got a broken arm. My little dolly's got a broken arm.
然后这个小女孩就开始哭泣，哭泣呢，哭着去找她妈妈，她说妈妈呀，我的这个小玩偶，她现在她那个手臂被那个炸掉了。
God says to Mr. Putin, you're responsible for that, aren't you?
神是跟那个普丁先生说，你要对此件事件负责，是不是？
So God says, now Mr. Putin, you are going to suffer the same kind of agony and disappointment that that little girl suffers. So you just sit there and you're going to get it.
所以呢，神就说呢，比如说普丁先生，你要经历和那个小女孩一样的那种痛苦和那种失望。
Mr. Putin suffers the same agony that that little girl suffered.
所以呢，那个普丁先生呢，他经受了和那个小女孩一样的痛苦。
And then God says, now there was a woman, she was living in Russia, Mr. Putin, and she had a son.
所以神就说呢，普丁先生，那里有一个妇女，她住在俄罗斯，她有一个儿子。
And her son went to war against the Ukrainians. And when he was fighting, there was a bomb went off and his arm was broken. Took him 6 months to get his arm functioning again.
这个呢，他的儿子去乌克兰打仗，跟乌克兰打仗，打仗时候呢，一个炸弹下来了，炸弹把他的胳膊呢炸折了，然后呢。六个月以后，他的那个要花六个月，他的胳膊才能恢复正常的功能。
And that dear mother was crying and crying and crying and crying for her son. Now, Mr. Putin, you're responsible for that, so you're going to suffer all the agonies that that mother suffered.
然后呢，那个妇女就一直的哭泣，哭泣，哭泣。现在神就跟普丁先生说，普丁先生，你现在你要经历那个母亲一样的那样的痛苦。
And then the Lord draws another story, and another story, and another story.
那主现在呢，他就跟他描述了另外一个故事，一个一个又一个的故事。
And Mr. Putin has to suffer.All the agony of every person who was in sorrow and distress because of his sin.
因为就是普林先生他会那个经历所有的人同样的苦难，因为他们的痛苦和他们的那些苦难，就是苦难，这些呢，也是因为普丁所犯的罪，他要经历所有的他造成的一切的后果。
And Mr. Putin says, to be perfectly frank, God, this is not pleasant, you know.
那个普丁先生说，主啊，神啊，你知道吗？这个并不好受。
And God says, Mr. Putin, you didn't worry about that. You pretended I didn't exist. Jesus says, Mr. Putin, I am the prince of the kings of the earth. I happen to be the ruler of all the kings of the earth. Mr. Putin, you will suffer one at a time. Every consequence of every evil thing you ever did throughout the millions and billions and trillions of years of eternity, Mr. Putin.
因为神说呢，普利先生，你现在不用担心这个，因为你假装我不存在，因为我是现在地上的君王的元首，所以呢，我是掌控一切的，我你要经受所有的。 你犯下的每一件事情的后果，你犯下的罪，你做的邪恶的事儿，你这样的每一件痛苦呢，你要一样一样的经历，在将来，在永恒里，要经过几千年、几亿年、几亿万年，你都要经历这样的痛苦。
And so the apostle says, it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
因为那个使徒说呢， 落在永生神的手里是多么的可怕。
How do we know what it's going to be like in the days that lie ahead? We've got the revelation of Jesus Christ. You didn't see that when Jesus was at the garden down at the pool of Bethesda. You didn't see him when he was at the well, the water of the well of Sychar. But you see it here in Revelation. We'd better read Revelation. We're going to see Jesus. And Mr. Putin should read Revelation and realize that he's got a terrible problem, an unimaginable problem.
这个呢，我们怎么知道将来要发生的事情呢？我们知道将来发生的事情，因为启示录告诉我们的。实际上，那个主耶稣基督他当时在那个井边的时候啊，在那个过去的那些时候呢。 在那个希罗池旁边，在那些事情旁边的时候呢，我们并不知道。但是现在我们有了启示录，我们知道。所以那个普丁先生他有极大的问题，极大的麻烦。他应该来读的启示录，他读了启示录，他就知道将来要发生什么。What
does it mean that the Lord Jesus is the ruler of the kings of the earth? You just keep reading Revelation. You'll find out.
因为这个。 主耶稣基督他是世上君王元首的，这个是什么意思呢？你如果一直读启示录，你就会知道。And
now just another personal story, but the book of Revelation is a very exciting book.
那现在是另外一个个人的故事，那么启示录是一个令人非常激动的书。And
Norma and I were fortunate enough to have an uncle who loved the Bible and taught the Bible very well and clearly.
所以呢，罗马跟我呢有信的有一个很好的叔叔，这个叔叔呢，他喜欢读那个圣经，而且读得很好，他给我们解释了圣经里很多的事。He
lived in Vancouver, and we used to like to hear him preach, but frankly, we didn't hear him preach very often.
因为他是住在温哥华，我们非常的喜欢听他讲道。坦率地说呢，我们不是经常听他讲。He
was he was usually at his own assembly on Sunday, and we couldn't get him to come to 16th to preach very often.
那通常呢，他在星期天的时候，他会在他自己的那个教会里，所以呢，我们很难在星期天请到他。
One day, he actually did come on a Tuesday night, just a few months before he died.
有一天呢，他真的就来讲道了，讲道是在星期二的晚上，星期二晚上呢，就是在他死之前的几个月。
And I was pretty excited to tell you the truth.
我非常呢，激动地告诉你们这些。
And so when he got up to preach, he said, now tonight I'm going to preach to you on the subject of the trilogies of Revelation chapter 1.
然后呢,他说今天的晚上呢,我们要来告诉你们,给你讲的道呢,就是启示录第一章里面的那些真理。
And I thought, what is he going to preach on? The trilogies in John, in Revelation chapter 1. Why would he preach on that?
So, 他说呢, what's the trilogy?
A trilogy is three things that are united.
Okay. 所以呢,他说呢, 我会讲那个启示录里的那个三位一体的,就是说, 他说我就是奇怪,他启示录里怎么可能讲到三位一体呢?
Our God is a Trinity. He's a trilogy. All three, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all united in one.
我们的神呢,他是三位一体的神,他是三个合在一起的,父神,子神,还有圣灵神。 他们三个呢,都是合在一起,三位一体的。
And so, as I was studying this chapter this time, I said, Harold, pay attention to your uncle's sermon.
因为当我开始学习这本书的时候呢,我就说, Harold,你要注意到你的叔叔讲过的道。
And so I've told you already several things about the trilogies. The trinities, if you like, in Revelation chapter 1.
我现在呢就要给你讲那个在启示录第一章里的三位一体的这样一个概念。
Some people say, I find it very, very hard to say that God is a trinity. If he's three persons, how can he be three persons and one person?
因为有些时候呢,我很难理解是三位一体的。如果他是三位的神,那怎么可能他是又是一位呢?
And frankly, if you want to understand the Trinity of God, study Revelation chapter 1.
坦率说,你如果想了解那三位一体的神,那你学习启示录第一章。
Okay. There's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. There are three, but they're all together in one. And that's why we read the verses which say, verse number 4, grace and peace to you from the one who is and was and is to come. That's God, the seven spirits. That's the Holy Spirit from Jesus Christ. There's the Trinity.
三位一体的神呢,就是说是父神子神圣灵神,那么说呢,我们在第四节里读到的呢,就是那昔在永在,也昔在今在以后永在的神,这是这是一位,就是说,还有他的宝座前的七灵这圣灵,哎呀呢,做全世界见证的主耶稣基督,这是三位一体的三位,一个一体。
What do we know about him? Verse 4 again, he's the one who is and was and is to come.
所以我们知道一些关于他的什么呢?第四节再次说,那是昔在,今在,以后永在的。Okay,
and he is, we know who he is today, he helps us. He is the one who was, he died on the cross to save us. He's the one who's to come, he's going to be the king in the book of Revelation. Same God, three different aspects.
因为他是那个新在的,今在我们知道,因为神在帮助我们,所以我们知道他今天是在的。那新在的是因为他在格格塔上为我们而死,我们知道他是新在的,然后他是那以后永在的,我们怎么知道,因为在启示录里知道主耶稣基督他也要来。
He's the faithful witness, verse 5. He's the firstborn from the dead. He's the ruler of the kings of the earth. Same God, same Jesus.
那个第五节呢,又讲到他是那,诚实做见证,从死里首先复活的,为世上君王元首的。这三个呢,就是他是同样的一个人,同样的是一个神,同样的是主耶稣基督。All
right, so why is this important?
为什么这是很重要的呢?
It's important because the same God who wrote Revelation is the God who said to Nicodemus, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, as you'll see described in the book of Revelation, but have everlasting life.
这个里面讲到的就是同样的一位神写了启示录，也同样的是那样一位神呢，他跟尼哥底母说呢，神爱世人，是将他的独生子赐给他们，就是让一切信他的人不是灭亡。这个灭亡其实就是启示录的灭亡，不是有启示录里面这些讲到的这样的灭亡而返得永生。
Remember, the God of the Bible is one God. And he's a God of love and mercy and infinite wisdom and justice and wrath and equity and on it goes. He's the same God. Don't make him into five different gods. And don't pretend that what he was, and he won't be anything more. He will be the king, the ruler of the kings of the earth. He is God.
大家记得神是那样的一位神，他是那位有恩典、有怜悯，他是也同样有愤怒，有那个要审判一切的，要去最终审判是统治世界的这样的一位神。他不是这个五个方面的神，他是同一位神。这位神呢，他在启示录里头要出现，他将要做世界上的元首，做世界的王。
So some people will say, well, I find the book of Revelation hard to understand, and I don't really think we need to worry about that. I just keep on going back to
John 3:16.
All right, so let's keep on reading now in Verse 5, it goes on, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and has made us a kingdom of priests to serve God and his Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
再次来到第五节，第五节说呢，他爱我们，用自己的血洗去我们的罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司，但 但愿荣耀全能归他，直到永永远远。阿门。
Three things now about what God has done and is doing for us. He loves us, and he freed us from our sins, and he's going to make us kings and priests, or a kingdom of priests to our God. All three are there. He died to save us. He lives to keep us and love us. He is going to present us as a kingdom of priests before him, all three, on one or the other.
所有的三件事情都在这里，因为他爱我们，他洗去了我们的罪，他也使我们成为他父神的祭司，就是成为国民祭司。所有的三件事呢，他们都是在这里，他过去呢为我们而死，洗去了我们的罪，现在呢，他在我们一起，他爱我们，将来呢， 他要把我们带到父神面前，让我们的父神面前作为神父神的祭司，还有他的国民。All
right, now verse 7. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierce him. All the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen.
直接说呢，看哪，他驾云降临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的，阿门。Okay,
three things again. He is coming with clouds.
再次就三件事，第一件他是驾着云来的。And
the concept is he's not only coming in the clouds to snatch the people, the Christians, from the earth of the rapture, but he's coming in clouds of people. Many will be there on that day.
这里呢，这个概念不光是说他驾着云来，在那一天呢，把所有的他的子民从地上提起来，就像是教会被提的这样的一个概念。 而同样是呢，就有大量像云一样的大量的人和他一起在那里。
And every eye will see him. not just all the people living on the earth, even those who pierced him will see him on that coming day.
And
all the people on the earth will mourn because of him.
And
Mr. Putin will say, uh-oh, I've got it. I never should have done that. I never should have done that.
普丁先生说，哦，那个时候呢，我不该去做那件事情，我永远都不应该做那样的事。
And the high priest who said kill him will say, I never should have done that. I shouldn't have done that.
那个最高祭司那个时候说，那杀了主耶稣，就是那个祭司说，哎呀，我不该那么做，我不该那么做。
And Pilate, who said, I don't find any fault in him, you take and kill him.
And Pilate said, 我在他身上找不到任何的错, 所以你把他拿去杀了。
And he'll mourn, and he'll say, I never should have done that.
他也会哀哭, 他就说呢, 我永远不该那么做。
And the man down the street from you who laughed when you told him about Jesus, he will say, I never should have done that.
就在街上你看见一个人，你跟他传讲主耶稣基督的时候，他嘲笑你，他也会哀哭，他说我不该那么做。
And the Christian who said, I don't have time to go to church today. I don't have time to read my Bible today. I've got to. And he'll say, the Christian will mourn. And he will say, I never should have done that.
所以那些作为基督徒的他说呢，我没有时间去教会，我没有时间读圣经。所以这些人呢也会哀哭，他说，我不该那么去做。Why
do you read the book of Revelation, Harold? Answer, I read it so that I get smartened up. And I read it and I say, Harold, you'd better smarten up now because you got a big problem if you don't.
因为为什么还会给他读启示录呢？ 其实还是就是说呢，读了启示录以后呢，我就会感到变得更聪明一些，足够的聪明。如果说我不读呢，我就没有那个聪明，我应该有足够的聪明来去理解。And
then the verse 8 says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and is to come, the Almighty.
第八节呢，继续说呢，主持人说我是阿尔法，我是欧米伽，是昔在，是永，今在，以后永在的全能者。Okay,
and again, it's a repetition, but he is and he was. Here's the point. He is to come. Jesus is coming back again. Jesus will reign. Jesus is the king. Read Revelation. Let it sink in. Marvelous.
那这里呢，再次的是重复，但是昔在、今在、永在的，就是要来的主耶稣基督是那位将要来的神，他将要来做我们的王座，统治一切，这是非常神奇的。All
right, now verse 9 says, I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the Isle of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
第九节说呢，我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份儿为神的道，为并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
So who is this writing? Why, he's John, and he says a few things about himself.
这是谁写的这封信呢？这是使徒约翰，他这里面呢讲到呢几件关于他自己的事儿。
He says to all the people he's writing, I'm your brother, you know.
所以呢，他说那个给他所有的，他写给的那些信箱说，你知道吗？我是你们的弟兄。
That's wonderful. When you get to heaven, you're going to meet John. You're going to nudge him, say, hi, brother, good to see you.
因为你这是非常神奇的，你当你去了天堂以后呢，你就会看见那个使徒约翰，然后弟兄，约翰弟兄，我非常高兴看到你。
And then John may say to you, well, you know, I'm not just your brother, but I'm your companion in suffering and the kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus. He may say to you, tell me, how much did you suffer because you were a Christian?
然后呢，也是这样会说呢，我不光是你的弟兄，我还是和你们那在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里有份的。所以他会问你说，那你经受了为主耶稣基督经受了多少患难，经受了多少忍耐呢？
Well, you certainly wouldn't want to say, well, you know, I never did suffer. Every time I saw suffering, I turned around and ran away. No, you wouldn't want to say that.
因为你不会想那么去讲，你说我没有经过任何的患难，每次有患难的时候呢，我就是跑了，你不想那么去说。
John says, I knew a fair amount about the suffering associated with the kingdom and patient endures that are ours in Jesus.
你是这样说呢，我和你们有在耶稣基督里的患难国度忍耐里有一同有份儿。
And he says, I was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
他就说呢，然后呢，我是给耶稣基督做见证，是在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
He kept on telling people about the word of God. He kept on reminding people of the testimony of Jesus.And wherever he went, he said, you know, I was a disciple of the Lord Jesus when he was on the earth. And he did this, and he did that, and he taught me this, and he taught me that, and he told me to do this, and he told me to do that. And everywhere John went, he was talking about the word of God and Jesus.
因为使徒约翰呢，他一直是告诉别人神的话。他们不光一直告诉别人神的话，他就说呢，我是主耶稣基督的门徒，所以我和主耶稣基督在一起，主耶稣基督在地球上的时候呢，我看见他做个这，我看见他做个那，所以呢，我做所有的见证，主耶稣做的很多事我都看见，他一直告诉别人，他不管他到哪里，他就一直在坚持着告诉别人神的话，坚持个给主耶稣基督做的见证。
And they said to themselves, what can we do with this guy? We killed his brother James, and that didn't stop John, and lots of the other disciples were killed. What can we do with him?
那些人呢就说那我们拿这个约翰怎么办呢？因为我们把他的弟弟那个雅各给杀了，也把他的其他的一些他主耶稣基督门徒都给杀了，那么说我们怎么对拿这个约翰怎么办呢？
And I think somebody said, you know, I've got a brilliant idea. We could send him to Patmos. It's a little island in the middle of the Mediterranean. Nobody ever goes there. Nobody ever comes from there. It's very, very small. He can't do any harm if we put him on Patmos.
然后他们就有其中一个人就说啊，我有一个好主意，有好主意怎么办呢？我们把它放在地中海的一个小岛上，叫拔摩的这个岛上去，我们把它送到那个岛上去。他说那个岛上呢，那个岛非常小，而且也就离别的地方都很远，在那个地中海中间，所以呢，他说呢，如果我们把它放到那个岛上，它不会对我们有任何的危害。
And so they send him to Patmos, and they say, John, you are going to die of boredom.
因为他们就会说呢，他们把他放在拔摩岛上，他们就会跟他说，约翰，你会无聊到死。
And John says, I've got a lot of time, you know. I think I'm going to start writing.
因为那个时约翰说，你知道吗？我现在有大量的时间。我要开始写一些东西。
And Vic reminded me earlier that he had a lot of time, so he probably said, I'm going to keep on thinking and praying about Jesus.
老王呢就告诉他说他使徒约翰有很多的时间在那里。那么使徒约翰知道他既然有很多时间呢， 他要开始思考，他要开始祷告。
And then the Lord appeared to him and said, John, I got a job for you to do. You can do it right here. Get your pen and paper ready. I'm going to show you some things to write.
然后那个主耶稣就来到他们面前，他们面前说，约翰啊，你有很多的事情要做，你把你的笔和纸准备好，我会告诉你一些很多的事情，你要把它记录下来。
And then verse 10 says, On the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, Write on a scroll what you see. Send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamon, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea.
然后第十节说，当主日，我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声如吹号说，你所看见的当写在书上，打与以弗所是拿美别加摩忒亚忒拿撒迪菲拉铁菲老底加那七个教会。
And so the phrase then is, what's it mean to be on the Lord's day? What happened on the Lord's day? What is the Lord's day? How could I be in the Spirit then?
然后呢问题就是说那个主日什么？那主日在主日要发生什么？主日是什么意思？
And some people say, well, maybe the Lord's day is the first day of the week. And some people say that's what it is. It's probably not what's referred to, but it's good to give the Lord the first day of the week, the Lord's day.
有些人说的主日呢，应该是一个星期的第一天。第一天呢是主日，主日我应该把这一天献给主，所以在主日呢应该是一个星期第一天是要做点事儿。
And other people say, well, maybe the Lord's Day refers to that great day of the Lord that many of the Old Testament prophets told about, the day when the Lord executes his judgment.
对，就是他说呢，主日可能是那些在旧约里很多先知所提到的那个主要行使审判的那一日叫主日。
And other people believe that that is true, and in part it probably is as well.
所以呢，有些人呢，他相信那可能是真的，然后呢，他们也相信是主日是那个日。
And other people suggest that the day may very well simply mean the day when the Lord was in charge.
所以有些人呢认为呢，主日呢可能也是简单的意味着，就是说主在掌控一切的。
And in that sense, you would like every day to be the Lord's day, wouldn't you?
是这样的，如果是这个概念，你认为呢？那么每一天都是主日，是不是？
I would want every day to be the day the Lord's in charge.
我想要每一天呢，都是主在掌控的那一天。
And he says he was in the Spirit, which means that he saw things, he was taken places,that he wouldn't normally go.
这里呢讲到的是他在圣灵里面，圣灵里面呢这里讲到的就是他所看见的事情并不是通常在每天都会发生的那样的事。
Many of the Old Testament prophets, when they were in the Spirit, were carried away to see visions of God.
因为很多在旧约里的那些先知们，如果他们是在圣灵里面，他们就会被带去看一些异象。
So, what we know is that he was on Patmos, probably very much alone in prison, but God was with him, and he acknowledged God in every day.And the Spirit of God began to reveal great things to him.
我们所知道的是什么呢？我们知道呢，那个使徒约翰他在拔摩岛，大概是在一个监狱里面。当时呢，他非常的孤独，但是神的圣灵呢，显示的向他显现，告诉他要做一些什么。
And then he says in verse number 11, he says, "Write."What you see, send it to the seven churches, and he mentions seven churches in seven specific cities.
Interestingly,
all seven of these cities are in the area we would now call Central West Turkey, the country of Turkey in the center and in the southwest of the center of Turkey. That's where these churches were.
现在呢，里面这里面讲到的七个城市呢，这个城市呢，现在它其实是在土耳其，现在土耳其中西部的一个地方，这几个城市全部集中，七个城市全部集中在土耳其的那个西部、中西部的地方。
And when you see them on a map, the seven cities, they're almost in a circle. They're on the perimeter of a circle. That's the way they are.
现在你如果在图上去看呢，这七个城市呢，它就其实上是像一个圆圈，它们是在都在一个圈里面。
So very specific instructions. Verse 12, he says, I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me.
这个非常有趣，在第十二节里发生。他说：“我转过身来，要看是谁发声与我说话。”
And he says, "When I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands."
然后他说呢，我既转过来，就看见七个金灯台。
All right, and I'm just looking for a verse that I can't find here. I'd better carry on. We'll get to it later. He saw seven lampstands. So, and then verse 13, and among the lampstands was someone like the Son of Man, dressed in a robe, reaching down to his feet with a golden sash around his chest.
但是他在这里第十二节里，他想找一经文，现在他想不起来。我们后面他等想起来再讲。这第十二节说呢，我就看见七个金灯台，七灯中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂在脚，胸间束有金带。So,
he's forming a picture for us now, and he's going to be doing that throughout the whole of the book. There's pictures, and the pictures have significance. And this picture is seven lampstands. He's writing to seven churches, seven lampstands. We're going to learn that each church is a lampstand. And in the middle of the lampstands is this one person like the Son of Man.
然后呢，他现在呢给我们描述了一个画面。这个画面呢就讲着七个金灯台。他在后面还会描述这样的画面。这一个灯台呢就代表一个教会，所以这七个灯台呢代表七个教会。Who
is the Son of Man?
那么谁是人子呢？
The Son of Man is the name of all the names that he could have chosen. It's the name that Jesus chose to describe himself. He was the Son of Man.
人子呢，是主耶稣基督，他有很多的名字，他自己选择了这样一个人子来描述他自己。
And many reasons why he called himself the Son of Man, one of which is he's the only one of us who was not naturally the Son of Man. He was the Son of Man because he chose to become a Son of Man. We're all sons or daughters of men. We had no choice. He wanted to be a Son of Man. He became the Son of Man. He was very proud of that title because it meant he condescended to be like us. How wonderful.
这个呢，为什么主耶稣基督要做显在人子这个描述他自己其中一个原因呢？是因为他不是像我们这样自然的，就是神的人子或者人的女儿。就这个呢，主耶稣基督他是选择了做人子，因为他不是像我们自然生成的人子。 我们自己没有选择，我们就是人子或人的女儿。那么主耶稣基督呢，他选择做人子，他就跟我们有关系，他为此感到非常骄傲。
All right, so verse goes on and says, he was dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet and with a golden sash around his chest.
第十三节继续讲呢, 他身穿长衣, 只垂在脚, 腰和胸间呢,
the fact that he was dressed in a white robe down to his feet means that he wasn't going to have to go out and plow the field that afternoon.
然后这里面讲到他身穿的白色的长袍呢，只垂在脚。 这个意思呢，就是说他那天呢，他并不打算到地里去犁地。
A man who's got a lot of hard work to do doesn't have a robe down to his feet. He has his feet and his legs free so that he can go and do the work. If he didn't, he'd trip over his skirt.
这个呢，就是说，如果一个人今天他有很多的事情要做，他不会穿一件只垂到脚的这样的衣服，因为他会把那个下面的下摆撩起来，然后让他的腿呢、脚呢可以自由的走路，他不会穿这样的长袍。
Just remember, Jesus' hard work is all done.
大家记住，主耶稣基督的所有的艰难的工作都已经做成了。
He died on the cross.
他在十字架上为我们而死。He
paid the price of sin.
他为罪付上了赎价。And
he rests now forever from that hard labor. It's all done. Hallelujah.
现在所休息了，安息了，就说所有的，因为他做了所有的那些艰苦的工作，现在他永远的安息了。Hallelujah.
All right, verse 14 says, his head and his hair were white like wool. He was a wise person.
第十四节说，他头发洁白，就像如白羊毛一样白。他是一个非常有智慧的人。His
eyes were like blazing fire.
他眼目如同火焰。You
don't play games with someone whose eyes are like blazing fire.
你不会和一个人，就是说，像眼目如火焰的人，你不会去和他去游戏。
Over 100 years ago, there was a man in New York City, and I think his name was Sloan, though I'm not sure. Maybe Morgan, I guess. But anyway, he was a very, very powerful businessman.
因为100多年前呢，在纽约呢，有这个人，他的名字呢可能是Sloan，也可能是Morgan，他记不得了，但是他是一个很有钱的一个生意人。
And he was very ruthless. And you learned you did what that man said, or you were in deep trouble.
这个人呢，就是非常的粗暴，你或者说按照他说的话去做，或者你有大麻烦。
And they said of him, looking into the eyes of J.P. Morgan was like looking into the headlight of an oncoming freight train.
因为他们说呢，如果你去看那个J.P. Morgan的他的那个人的眼睛，就像你看着一个像你开来的火车的那个头，在前面的那个探照灯一样。
If you were standing on the railway track and a train were coming near and all you could see was the brilliance of the headlight coming straight to you, what would you do?
因为如果你站在铁轨之间看见一个火车向你开来，你所有能看见就是那个火车的那个前灯呢，前面全部都照在你身上，你会怎么办？
You'd get off the track, wouldn't you?
你赶紧离开铁轨，是不是？
Or would you stay there and say, slow down, train, slow down here. I want to stay here. You wouldn't do that.
你不会说站在你说慢点开火车，我待在这里，你绝对不会那么做。
Jesus' eyes are like blazing fire. and they see and they penetrate right through everything. You can't hide anything from the God with whom you have to do.
因为主耶稣基督他的眼目呢就像一个火焰真的喷出来的火焰他可以看见一切的事情看见你看透一切的心思就是你不会在他面前为你做过的事情你会隐藏什么
His feet, verse 15, were like bronze glowing in a furnace.
第十五节是脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜
That phrase speaks of the judgment of our God. The Lord Jesus Christ is the judge. He passed all the tests of judgment, and he expects you to do the same, either by obedience or by forgiveness. But he is not going to turn away from justice.
这里面呢，就是代表的，这是审判。这个审判呢，就是主耶稣基督的，他通过呢这一切的审判。他也希望你通过一切的审判，或者是以及着你的胜服，或者是借着你的被饶恕。所以呢，你一定要在就是说审判日的时候要接受那样的审判。
And his voice was like the sound of rushing water.
声音呢，如同重水的声音。
So many years ago, it was my privilege to stand near the waterfalls of Niagara Falls.
因为很多年前呢，我有幸呢站在那个尼亚加拉大瀑布的旁边。
And those huge falls with all the water cascading down them, and there was a roar of water.
因为就是有很多大量的水呢，从那个上面落下，就是就你会听到那个水的那个巨响。
All right. I said to myself when I was standing there, remember, Harold, that's what Jesus sounds like.
然后我站在那里，我就说：“Harold，你要记住，这就是主耶稣基督的声音听起来的样子。”
In his right hand, he held seven stars.
他右手拿着七星。
Out of his mouth came a sharp, two-edged sword.
那口中呢，出来一把两刃的利剑。
Don't ever practice circumlocution with the Lord Jesus Christ. Circumlocution, Roy, is a big word.
What's that?
Circumlocution, it's circum means around, around. Locution means to talk. Many people, politicians especially, learn to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and never say anything. Can't do that with Jesus.
所以呢，就是他讲的那个second location，就是讲那个圈子话，就是一直绕圈的这种话，就是废话。所以不要永远不要在主耶稣面前讲那些圈子的话、车轮话，就是说讲废话。He's
got a sharp two-edged sword. He'll cut off what you say. He expects you to start talking truth.
因为它里面有一个两刃的剑，它会呢，当你说这样的车轮话的时候，它会把你切断，它要你讲真话。His
face, the end of verse 16, was like the sun shining in all its brilliance.
第十六节说呢，他的面貌如同烈日放光。Okay,
so here's my question: Who's the boss?
这里是我的问题，谁在这里是主宰？
Is Jesus Christ the boss?
主耶稣基督是主宰的吗？
Yeah, Jesus Christ is the boss.
是主耶稣。
Remember, one of the reasons you study Revelation is to prove to yourself that Jesus Christ is the boss and you're not.
因为是的，是主耶稣基督他是主宰一切的。你读启示录的时候，在那后面所有的事情都来证明主耶稣基督才是主宰的，你不是。
And Mr. Putin doesn't believe that.
普京先生呢，他不相信那个。
And billions of other people don't believe it.
有很多这几十亿的人也不相信这个。
And they will all see him. And they will all acknowledge Jesus Christ is the boss.
他们所有的这些不信的人将来有一天呢都会见到主耶稣基督，在那一天他们会意识到主耶稣基督才是主宰一切的。
Verse 17 says, when John saw him, he fell at his feet as though he was dead.
第17节说呢，那个约翰一看见就扑倒在他脚前像死了一样。
Had John ever seen Jesus before?
那个使徒约翰以前见过主耶稣吗？
How often had he seen Jesus?We'd seen Jesus all through his life from the time he was 30 until he died. John knew Jesus. He saw him awake. He saw him asleep. He saw him at work. He saw him eating. He saw him and he saw him and he saw him and he saw him. And he was so friendly, he actually leaned back on Jesus' breast and just said, I'll just lie here a little bit, Jesus.
And then, 使徒约翰他其实呢他在主耶稣就在地上，他一直就是每天从主耶稣就30岁到33岁之间呢，那3年他一直跟主耶稣基督在一起。他看见主耶稣基督睡觉，他看见主耶稣基督醒来，他看到主耶稣吃东西，他看到主耶稣基督做一切的，他一直看，一直看。他甚至有一天呢，他直接把那个肩膀靠在主耶稣基督胸前，主耶稣基督在是非常的友善友好的对他们。
So why didn't he just wave and say, Hi, Jesus, good to see you again?
那为什么只不是将将挥挥手说 Hello, Hi, 耶稣很高兴再次看见你。
And the answer is he'd never seen him like this.
答案是他从来没看过这样的主耶稣。
And a lot of people say, we've seen Jesus, we saw him in the Gospels, we don't really care. He's a good guy, he's a friendly fellow, but...When they see him here, they'll fall at his feet as dead just the same. This is Jesus, same Jesus.
很多人会说呢，我们在圣经里见过主耶稣，见过耶稣，他在福音里面他是一个非常友好的，非常好的一个人，他非常的友善。但是呢，当他们不知道，当他们在启示录里看见主耶稣的时候是这样的。他们会像约翰一样，然后伏伏在地，像死了一样。
Then he placed his right hand on me, and he said, "Don't be afraid, John. I am the first and the last."
然后呢，他用手按着我说，不要害怕，约翰，我是首先的，我是幕后。
He said, "I am the living one." He's still alive. Hallelujah.
所以他说呢，我又是那存活的，他仍然活着，哈利路亚。
He said, I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and of Hades.
然后他说呢，我曾经死过，现在又活了，只活在永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Okay, so the question is, who is the boss?
这个问题是呢，谁是主宰一切的？
That's what the book of Revelation is all about. Jesus Christ is the boss.
这就是启示录所有要讲到的，主耶稣基督呢，他是主宰一切的。
And I think that John was very happy when the Lord reached down, put his hand on him, and said, Don't be afraid, John. And John said, Don't be afraid. You know what I've just seen? What do you mean, don't be afraid?And Jesus says, John, don't be afraid. I'm still Jesus. I'm still alive. I'm the one you love. John, don't be afraid. John says, wow, this is too much for me.
因为我就是认为呢，那个使徒约翰他都当主耶稣基督把钥匙放在身上的时候呢，他会非常的高兴，因为他说呢，本来像看到主耶稣基督他像死了一样，他就说呢，主耶稣基督说不要害怕，约翰，我就仍然是那样一个一位主耶稣，我仍然是那位耶稣，我仍然爱你，所以呢，你不要害怕，我是那个首先的，我也是幕后的，我是那个。曾经死过的，我现在又复活了，我要活得永远远的。 那个讲说哦，这个发生的事情对我来说已经太多了。
Now here are the instructions of this glorified Jesus Christ to Paul, to John rather, in verse 19.
也这里呢，就是说呢，在那个使徒约翰身上发生的一些荣耀的事情，在第十九节。
He says, John, therefore, write what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later.
第十九节说，约翰，所以你要把所看见的和现在的事，并将来必成的事都写出来。
John, you got three things to write. First of all, you have got to write what you've seen.
使徒约翰你有三件事要写，第一件呢，要把你看见的写下来。
Then he says you've got to write what is now, and then he says you've got to write what's going to happen hereafter.
然后就说呢，你要把现在发生的事情记下来，然后要把将来要发生的事情也记下来。
And this in a very simple way is the outline for the book of Revelation.
所以这里呢是一个很简单的一个大纲对启示录来说。
The first thing he's got to write is what he is seeing. What did he see? Well, he saw everything in Revelation chapter 1. So he wrote down what he'd seen.
那首先呢他要写出来的是他看见的。他看见的所有的在启示录第一章的要所发生过的事情，他要把他看见的事情写下来。
And then he's got to write those things that are going to come later, what's going to happen, what will take place later, and that's chapters 4 through 22.
然后呢，他要把记录下来那些将来要发生的事情。这将来的发生的事情呢，就是从启示录第四章一直到22。
And then he says, but you've also got to write what's now. And so he said, you write about what I tell you about these seven churches in Asia. Ephesus all the way down to Laodicea. You write that. You got to write three things. What you've seen, chapter 1. What is now, 2 and 3. What's going to happen afterwards, chapter 4, to the end of the book. Makes the book very, very easy to understand.
然后呢，他就说呢，你要把现在所做的事情写下来。现在你要写的是呢，就是你写给那个在亚细亚的那七个城市的七个教会，这写给七个教会的信呢，是从启示录的第二章到第三章之间。那么所有呢，他要写的呢，写的就是首先呢，第一章把他所看见的写下来，第二章、第三章把他所现在要发生的事情写下来。第四章一直到第22章呢，就是把将来要发生的事情都写下来。这三样的这样一个顺序呢，就会让启示录非常容易理解。
Now many people will say, if you miss that, you'll get all confused about the book of Revelation.
有些人说呢，如果你把这个顺序没搞清楚，那么说所有的启示录的整个启示录就会变得非常的混乱。
If you take the things that you see in the middle of Revelation chapter 10, 11, 12, you bring them into yesterday, you'll be all confused.
如果你把那个启示录里第十章所发生的一些事情呢，放在前面，从前面时候他看见了，那么所有的一切你都会感到极度的困惑。
Actually, John is very, very interesting. He explains to us in one verse in John chapter 20,why and how he's writing the book of the Gospel of John. He does the same thing in 1 John chapter 5. He explains how and why he writes that book.
所以呢，使徒约翰呢，他是一个非常有趣的。他在那个约翰福音的第十二章里面，第二十章里面，他写到的，他怎么样写这封信，为什么要写这本书，然后是在他的三封书信里同样他也解释了他怎样写这几封书信，为什么要写。
And so you get the same thing here. John likes to make sure the Lord Jesus through John likes to make sure precisely what he's writing about and how, so we can understand.
在这里呢，你得到同样的一件事情，因为那个主耶稣基督他是通过使徒约翰来写下他写过的什么，他将要写什么，这样的呢，他把这样的事情为什么要写，这样呢，可以让我们很容易去理解。
All right, so that's maybe as far as we should go today. Our time is just about gone. We'll pick up on the technicalities of verses 20 and 21 next week when we begin chapter 2.
因为这个时候呢，也应该是我们一个时间比较好，时间也过了，所以我们今天先停在这里。下个星期呢，我们再。 再继续的学第二十节，一直在学那个开始启示录第二章之前，第二十节解释一下。
Any quick question just before we finish off today? I should have given you more time for questions, but any quick question today?
在我们结束之前呢，大家有没有一个很快的可以回答的问题？他本来应该给大家。 更多的时间来问问题，现在只给大家问一个很快可以回答的问题。
Any question or comment?
有任何的问题，或者说有什么想法？
All right, sometimes when there are no questions, it's because people understand everything clearly. Other times when there are no questions, it's because people don't understand anything. And it's too hard to get a question.
有时候呢，就是说呢，如果没有人提问的话，可能是每个人都明白他所写的东西。有时候呢，没有人提问呢，可能是因为听众完全不理解说了什么，所以根本就不知道怎么提问题。
And you will find as you go through Revelation that you'll have lots of questions and you can put them to me and you'll find most of the questions you put to me, I won't be able to answer. This is a big book, a great book.
如果你问我那些问题呢，你就会发现大量的问题我都回答不了，因为这本书是一本巨大的书，其实。Okay,
so Norma says, well, I'm going to tell you what they learned today.
Norma 说呢，我会告诉他们今天他们学到什么。And
what we learned from John chapter 1 today is Jesus is the boss.
因为我们今天在启示录第一章学到的是什么呢？主耶稣基督，他是主宰一切的。Okay,
that's absolutely wonderful. Hang on to that.
这是呢绝对的美妙的，你大家要紧紧的抓住这一点。那个 Julie 还在开始。
Julie almost has a question. Julie?
Yeah, I want to ask this question, not quickly answer, but I still always, when I was reading Revelation, I want to ask you, this is really truth, like four houses or something, or just it's like a sight? 就是我想问老白，是只是一个预表，还是真的是会发生的有一些事情？就是其实我觉得这个问题今天不适合问，但是我想问 Harold， 他以后的讲解中会告诉我们，因为。 我觉得是不是有一些其实已经发生了，就像那四匹马，或者它只是一个预表，还是真的会发生，就是有一些事儿在启示录里记载的。嗯。
Actually, Julie's question is about that the oceans recorded in the Book of Revelation is that just a sign or just a prophecy or something that will really happen.
And the answer is, it depends on the context. We will get there. It's going to be hard for us to determine for sure. Go ahead, Roy.
对，我就是想让那个长老在讲解的过程中，就是不断的跟我们说真理的同时，也告诉我们这个肯定是会发生的，比方说基督徒被提，或者说这个是预表。 比方说四匹马，就是让我们更清楚一点，就是这个意思。谢谢。So,
she said, when you explain to us, when we started the Book of Revelation, so you, she hope you will explain something that will really happen, and something just as a type.
Okay. It's really going to happen. Precisely how it's described is a bit of a problem. Sometimes it's going to happen precisely as we understand. Sometimes it's going to happen in the same way it happened in the Old Testament. And so we're going to answer all those questions, many of them. We'll answer one at a time as we come.
因为他说是的，实际上在启示录的所有的东西呢，所有记得都是真正的会发生的，只是说怎么样去解释它是什么样的，怎样去发生，或者是像旧约里面发生的事情那样去发生，或者就是这个它到底以什么样一个形式，怎么样去发生，但是它确实是都要发生的，我们会在一个一个的讲的时候来做一些解释。
So sorry, keep coming back.
大家要回来，一直来听。Thank
you, thank you.
All right, let's pray.
我们来祷告。Lord,
we're thankful that you in your wisdom saw fit to reveal to us what Jesus will be doing in the future.
主啊，我们非常感恩您用您的智慧，让我们来告诉我们，告诉我们主耶稣基督在将来他真的要做一些什么。If
you didn't tell us, we wouldn't know.
如果您不告诉我们，我们就不会知道。And
if you didn't make it clear, we wouldn't make ourselves ready.
因为如果你没有讲得那么清楚，我们自己也就准备不好。
And so we thank you for giving us the book, and we pray that you will teach us as we study this book.
我们非常感恩您赐给我们这么一本书，在我们接下来学习这本书的时候，我们祷告您会来教导我们。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all for
Thank you. 谢谢。